News. I'm Jackie Quinn. The White House is expressing its opposition to the conservative-led U.S. Supreme Court shooting down affirmative action in higher education. President Biden says there is still discrimination in the U.S., and the first woman of color in the White House, Vice President Kamala Harris, says the ruling isn't about making the country colorblind.
It is about being blind to history, being blind to data, being blind to empirical evidence about disparities, being blind to the strength that diversity brings to classrooms, to boardrooms.
The AP's Mark Sherman explains the impact of the ruling in a case brought against Harvard and the University of North Carolina.
Every college and university in the country is affected by today's decision, with the exception of the nation's service academies.
That deadly heat wave is spreading east. The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning for parts of Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Tennessee, where heat indices could be as high as 115 degrees.
The kind of weather you want to stay indoors or be in an air-conditioned place or drink lots of water.
Cooling centers have been opened in parts of Florida. Former Vice President Mike Pence, a presidential candidate, made a surprise visit today to Ukraine, meeting with President Volodymyr Zelensky.
The courage and the sacrifice of Ukrainian soldiers.
In Russia, a deputy military commander has been detained days after that rebellion by a mercenary force. The CDC says it will monitor now for cases of Chronobacter. It's the dangerous bacteria found in baby formula last year, which sickened infants and caused a shortage. Stocks ended mixed. This is AP News. The smoke from Canadian wildfires delayed a ball game today, where the Pittsburgh Pirates were hosting the Padres. That smoke is expected to linger.
It's those wildfires in Canada. They'll continue to send worsening smoky air across parts of the U.S. over the coming days, say experts. Most of the fires now considered out of control. Recent heavy rains miss the places where the fires are most active. One expert's suggestion, get into the habit of checking air quality every day this summer. One way to do that, go to the EPA's website, airnow.gov, and put in your zip code. This morning, Washington, D.C. and Chicago were among the places with unhealthy air. I'm Rita Foley.
A Texas grand jury's declined to indict rapper Travis Scott for a deadly event at a concert. Scott was performing at the 2021 Astroworld Music Festival when a crowd surge killed 10 people. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.